In Nigeria, hundreds of young girls were kidnapped as they prepared for their final exams at boarding school.
In Pakistan, a girl was shot.
The U.S. Agency for International Development partners with celebrities to call attention to the importance of education for girls worldwide. Christy Vilfack is a USAID Senior Advisor for International Education.
For them to be motivated by Malala, for them to be motivated by the kidnapping of the girls in Nigeria, and that means that we have a whole new group of people that we can educate.
Today, 62 million girls are not in school, says the agency, and some who insist on getting an education risk their lives. In Pakistan, teenage activist Malala Yousafzai was shot 2 years ago for her campaign against Taliban efforts to deny girls an education. On September 12th, Pakistani authorities announced the arrest of 10 people believed to be responsible. Meanwhile, in Nigeria, hundreds of schoolgirls are still missing after being kidnapped by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram, whose name means Western education is a sin in the local Hausa language. But Ugandan Mandela fellow Cyrus Kowalya says education is key to reaching one's full potential.
Education helps you open up your mind. And once you open up your mind, then you choose what information works for you and how you're going to work with it. Now, without education, then you can't open up your mind. What would you do?
USAID recently announced it will provide $231 million to fund programs for primary and secondary schools in Afghanistan, Jordan, Guatemala, South Sudan, and Nigeria.
In Nigeria, part of those resources will go for training quality teachers, and that's really, really an important part of it, too. About 250,000 girls will be affected.
While a lot of progress has been made in getting children to school in general, a recent report by the World Bank shows that in a number of countries, about 70% of students in the second and third grades could not read a simple paragraph. Christy Vilfack says her agency uses a new system to assess students.
I was in Pakistan and got to see the children taking this 10-minute test that really very quickly evaluates their ability, their fluency, their ability to recognize letters, to name them, to pronounce the sounds of them.
She also says the agency is working hard to train teachers to make sure that the children are not just memorizing, but truly understanding what they're studying. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.